This is meteorologist Thanos Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, rainfall since Tuesday has been mainly a tenth to a third of an inch. The heaviest amounts of a third to two-thirds of an inch fell near the Blue Mountains from Pilot Rock northeast to Walla Walla. The weather front that brought the blustery, rainy conditions Thursday has moved into Idaho, and a drier westerly flow will prevail this weekend. A ridge of high pressure will keep the dry conditions going for the early to middle part of next week. Then, around next Thursday or Friday, it looks like another surge of Pacific moisture will move across the Columbia Basin. Look for temperatures to average above normal today, closer to normal this weekend, and about 3 to 5 degrees below normal for Monday through Thursday. Soil temperatures continue in the upper 30s and lower 40s, but will likely fall into the lower to mid 30s by this time next week. Growth of cool season pastures and winter wheat will be slow. Well, this week we passed one of the markers for change of season with the earliest sunset of the year, so you'll notice sunsets gradually becoming later. Yesterday, NOAA's Climate Prediction Center bumped up the chance to 70% for a neutral pattern in the equatorial sea surface temperatures through the winter, even though the current sea surface temperatures are averaging slightly above normal. They expect only a 25 to 30% chance for an El Nino to develop. For the Ag Information Network, this is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.